Joining us is the General Manager of the Balranaldshire Council, Oliver McNulty. Oliver, it's a pleasure.
Good morning, Fraser.
Now, Oliver, the one topic on everyone's mind at the moment is COVID, unfortunately, but it is an important topic. So let's start off with it. How are things tracking for Council at the moment?
As everybody is aware, COVID is a big topic at the moment. It's changing on a daily basis. And really, all we can really ask is that the community keep to the rules, obey the rules, and try to make sure that we haven't had a case in this area, and try to make sure that we obey the rules and we don't bring COVID into the area. Things are changing on a daily basis, and again, as council, we do get briefings, but they're changing that quickly. Sometimes we are behind the time, so as we get information, we'll get that out as best we can to the community, but we would encourage the community to check the Health New South Wales website and Victoria New South Wales website, because there are differences in how each state is dealing with it. So again, we just advise the community to, again, obey the rules, and we will help and support the community as much as we can.
Now, shifting to something more council-related in relation to your advisory committees, they've been doing a fair bit of work at the moment, haven't they?
There's a huge amount of work going on in the background, and we haven't spoken about them in a while. But last night I had a very good meeting with our Growing Business, Industry and Tourism Advisory Committee. And that the focus of that committee is to look at tourism opportunities and business opportunities. And we had a very good, productive meeting last night. And we're looking at some new projects for the future. And some of these projects will be a new fish station down at the boat ramp. And we're also looking at new potential projects going forward and the development of the Discovery Centre. So our advisory committees are still, they're doing a fantastic job supporting council and supporting the community. And again, I will continue to get their news and their information out to the community.
Yeah, and that's not all you're working on at the moment, is it?
No, we have some major regional issues, as everybody is aware. Like some of the biggest challenges we probably have in Balranald, and this is a regional and state issue, is getting skilled resources and trying to get skilled staff into council. At the moment, we are recruiting in council, and we are struggling to get the skilled resources we need. And I do know that a lot of the industry and a lot of the service providers are struggling to get the resources we need. And then when we find the resources, housing is another major issue, and access to services. So to try to combat this, we have developed a partnership with Balranaldshire Council, Swan Hill Rural City Council and Our Place. And we're commencing a pilot project for Robinvale Euston, where the three partners are pulling together industry leaders and business leaders. And we're going to have a workshop in Robinvale in a few weeks to discuss these issues and see if we can come up with a common way to try and improve the situation.
Well, Oliver, some good news to round it out, but let's hope next time we speak, things are a little bit more positive. Thank you so much for your time.
That's great. Thanks, Fraser.
Oliver McNulty, the General Manager of Balranaldshire Council there.